Let's start with a Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Teyata omune mune mahamunai soha. First, the praise and mantra. So we'll say the mantra seven times. Oh, no, eight times. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease in the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light.
Think about all the people struggling physically, problems, and also mental problems, all kinds of mental problems. Problem that leads to anxiety, fear, frustrations, resentment, attachment, anger, jealousy, pride, all of that. Just visualize. Now, if somebody particularly requests you to pray, so then you visualize that particular person, and you visualize the medicine Buddha on that person's head. And while we are reciting the mantras, the natural continues to flow from medicine Buddha's heart, where the medicine Buddha mantra is located. Supposed to visualize medicine Buddha mantra. Center heart of the medicine Buddha, so standing clockwise, so their light on light, the nectars flow from that rosary of mantras from the medicine Buddha heart, dissolve into that person's crowns and completely purify all the struggles. So we are not sitting here comfortable at our homes, but same time there are so many people everywhere in the world, so going through so much struggle, so much struggles, get to the point. So they're thinking about taking their own life, get to the point, become unbearable, then get to the point. The only options left is to take life. So, kind of heartbreaking, but there's those people, there's many of them, so you may know them directly, but many of them, every part of the world, so every single day. So it's very important to pray for all of them. Okay, just visualize. If somebody you know, somebody you don't know, so then just visualize medicine Buddha on their head, the nectars and the flaws that completely purify all their sicknesses, mental struggle and sicknesses, okay?
We'll start with the verse of praise. I'll go on with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapis Light. Kiyataum Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Adha Samugate Soha Kiyataum Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Adha Samugate Soha Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze radha samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adha samugate soha.
Physical sluggishness, also like mental sluggishness, sometimes due to with the environment that you are in, or same like thinking mind. The thinking mind is generally speaking, causes by sluggishness, physical sluggishness, or like mental sluggishness, cause thinking mind. So sometimes, that according to Lama Tsongkhapa, many questions have been asked about the practice to Lama Tsongkhapa, the Lama Tsongkhapa giving the answer. So one of the questions is like about thinking mind. So sometimes, you know, it's due to the environment, so it's better to get out. So if it's possible, so to go to higher place, like maybe mountains. So that's why, you know, so you, why the Milaja Babu meditate on the mountains, there are many, you know, the holy places, why they are on the higher on the mountains. So it helps to live your spirit. When you physically go higher up, so it helps you to refresh your spirit or lift up your spirit. So that's why they choose higher place to meditate. So that environment itself also helps to overcome from this sluggishness within the mind, within the physical body. So then the thinking mind, you know, could be like depressions, you know, things like that. Maybe it is possible, so getting out of the environment, you know, so then visiting the higher place or maybe holy place, you know, so of course, that puja can be done, but you know that something that you, from your side, that's something that you can do, that probably must do or should do. So then, of course, there are like I don't remember all of them, but there are many of them mentioned. Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned one of them is environment. So that's why when the weather becomes foggy, you cannot know my son out foggy. So then, you know, some people kind of feel down. Makes sense what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Some of them to do with the sleep, the food. There are many of them mentioned, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned. So one of them is like to go to higher place. So, okay. Can you please continue?
Now we'll recite the four measurables. May all sentient beings and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for...
Also, you know, like, meditations. It's kind of hard to do meditations if you feel overwhelmed by something long period of time. It's like... it's harder to do meditation. Therefore... not only think about Dharma when you are struggling, you know, so Dharma is there to liberate you from samsara. That's what Dharma is all about, freedom, ultimate freedom, you know, from all the problems. Not like we think about ultimate freedoms when, you know, you struggle. But ultimate freedom is needed, regardless of whether you're feeling good or not feeling good. So there are some problems. It's not just only you, it's samsara as a whole, that, you know, not being liberated from the samsara, there are problems that we can say, oh, everything's fine. No, everything's not fine, but there are problems. Such as, you know, uncertainty. All of a sudden you go out and meet friends, hug, you know, like do all kinds of things. All of a sudden you can't do none of them, none of that. That clearly shows it's uncertainty. Nothing is certain. There's, you know, uncertainty. That's a part of the general problem or complications. Not being liberated from samsara, so that just knowing that, you know, is not something that shouldn't happen, you know, it is part of the not being liberated. So you go through that, doesn't mean all the time, you go through that, you know, like time to time, uncertainty, friendship, relationship, business, job, everything, you know, everything. So the second is like dissatisfactions. Dissatisfactions. Not just you, so that everyone who's not been liberated from samsara, you go through their problems, dissatisfactions. So then losing the body again, you know, that is go through death. taking rebirth again and again. So this thing will not happen if you liberate it from samsara. This thing will not happen. Yeah, so then higher position, lower positions. Sometimes you get to know. Yeah, everything that goes up eventually needs to come down. So that is knowledge of going up, going down, sometimes here, sometimes there, and you know, so from a kind of physically, mentally, position, job, title, whatever. So then, overall, the very body that we have is the basis of many complications. The basis of many complications, what is called in Buddhism, all pervasive the last, first noble truth, the last one. You know, why you think about that? Because there's so many problems, why you think about that? All the problems, including those categories, every single problem that we experience is included in one of those. Why you think about that? Because if you don't think about that, you are not going to seek liberation very seriously. In order to seek liberation seriously, genuinely, you need to understand why you have to liberate. Why there are things that you don't like. Oh, so that's the very reason the Buddha taught through the suffering in the first noble truth to suffering. Why? Because Buddha believes, not just believe, proves for you liberation is possible. Don't ever think that liberation is not possible. Liberation is possible. It's not something you cannot grab. It's something you can grab. Liberation is possible. Some human beings, they liberate themselves. Like us, liberated. So that's why liberation is possible for every single living beings. So therefore, it's important to aim for liberations. In order to do that, now liberation from what? So just in the merely doing review meditations of general complication of the samsara, then you are aware. At least you are aware. At least you are aware. So that's a part of the process. Part of the process to help yourself. Offer yourself complete liberations. So then the reflection on the First Noble Truth is part of the process. It's very much needed. It's very much needed. Now don't just say I love myself. Don't just have to come in. No. Need to show some action behind the wall. Don't just say or talk, you know. So, second, cause, the origin of, you know, the suffering or complications is karma, delusions. Without delusions, karma can't produce anything, you know. The delusions. So these are laid out very clearly how you can liberate yourself step by step, step by step. Fasting first, then second, or something wrong here. What is the cause? Cause could be something. There is something has to cause. Every single problem has caused by something. It doesn't like just pop up from nothing. Nothing has caused by something. So then you look at the origin of the problems. So then if you can fix, then you fix. You know, so then if you cannot fix, then Master Shantideva said, if there's something you can do, then you should do. Why you are unhappy about it? You can fix it. If there's nothing you can do, why you are unhappy? Because there's nothing you can do. So there your unhappiness doesn't help. These are all, you know, very practical advice given by those highly realized masters. Oh. So then according to Lama Tsongkhapa, Song of Experience, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, one of the Lama Rinpoches, do they need some Lama, they're not proper tenacious musicians. Just think about it. I'm not asking you to believe. Just think about it. I'm not asking you to believe. You know, so if you have a lot of interest to climb the Rocky Mountains, will you follow someone who's already did it multiple times, who knew exactly what to do, or you just follow someone who has no clue how to climb the mountain, never climbed the one? You follow that person or you follow which person? Yeah, you always follow the expert. Do they need me some mabedas? The reflection of the down drawback of samsara should not cause any depression, should not cause. Because it is for your liberation, it's part of your liberation process. Should not make you more, I said, depressed? No. Do they need me some mabedas? Taba Penichesi musicians. You wonder why I don't have this strong desire, sincere, strong, like yearning for liberations. Because our understanding of first novelty is very weak, very weak. Our understanding of first four noble truth, first noble truth is not very genuine one or sincere one, it's just weak. That's why. That's why there's no sincere, genuine yearning for liberations, because something's lacking. Or maybe first place you don't believe. You don't believe that you can liberate because you don't believe. It's not hard to believe how I can liberate myself. I have all this problem, that problem. Meanwhile, someone who killed 999 human beings managed to liberate. What do you say about that? Yeah, of course, need to learn. So then in the middle, their mind, need to analyze. No? Now that then Lama Tsongkhapa said, and also in the prayer that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, beginning and middle and end, Lama Tsongkhapa principally wrote that prayer for his mother, basically for his mother. Namda Ribeto Jisura, with your intelligence, the marvelous brain, need to learn. Namda Ribeto Jisura, Jijin Jela, Shinjin Minjopes. Need to learn to get to the point that you are 100% convinced you can explain everything clearly like that. Or you become so good at, you know, Lamrim teaching, Lamrim practice. Nanda Ribeto Jasura, the teaching generation, Kevekon, the Kayasura, or Mamini, Tubashakas. Learn much as possible. learn as much as possible. When it comes down to knowledge, you should not be content. You should not be content. Learn as much as possible. So now whatever you learn could be something very simple, precious human life. Could be something very simple, like precious human life. What is all the topic in Lamrim teachings? For reasoning. It's called for reasoning. Chinichi Rigpa is like the natural reason, like why the fire always burn up. Not much reason, that's just it's natural. Why water always goes down, it's just natural. There's nothing much to prove. Chinichi Rigpa, natural reasons or nature reasons. Tirtuchi Rigpa, because of this happened because of that. It's like independent, it's interdependent. Because of sun, flower grows. Because there's no sun, then no flower grows. It's like dependent. Due to Kripa. So you can look up the Google. So there are four of them for reasoning. So then you use this for reason to analyze whatever you learn. Because we have so much doubt for everything. Doubt in yourself, doubt in the very spiritual path that you follow. Maybe doing Tara practice, or maybe it's not going to help. We have so much doubt. You're kind of asking to bless, to cut all this doubt. I don't think I'm precious, so that Krishna said many times, I don't believe I'm precious. There's nothing precious of myself. I don't look good. There are so many negative things to say about it. So that's you're hoping to eliminate all this doubt. These are all to help. Just want to share. Daily. So Dharma practice should not be based on the weather. There's something that needs to be consistent. So from now on, whenever you wonder, why I don't have this like sincere desire for liberation or understanding, meditation on first level truth is not strong, need to improve. It's not strong, need to improve. So then something that happening in your life, it makes sense, it's there, it's not like something shouldn't be there. It is there. It's part of that. So then the communication, the relationship to the human being, there's eight of them mentions. Review meditation is not that difficult to do. But analytical meditation requires more effort. So then concentration meditation, of course, requires a lot of mindfulness. So that's how the meditation has been done in sequence. First review, analytical, so then concentrations. This is how the meditation is done. Yes, yes. So please finish the prayer.
Now we'll recite the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig.
Mm-hmm.
Root of great compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all-seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme
Hum. Om Mani
Padme
Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om
Mani
Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. For Aryamodachara, Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. So let's chant seven of these. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 And now the refuge and bodhicitta prayer.
Yeah, please set up the altruistic attitude for the class, okay? Altruistic attitude, or maybe you can... altruistic attitude. Sanje chodong soje chodong la chanjo pardon dame chabzunje dage cheshe chibye sunam. Dola benje sanje ando balashon. Sanje chodan soje chonam la chajo badon dane nyazanje lave chuchin jibbe sonam chi. Dola penje sanje anrum vare sho. Sanje chodan soje chonam la chajo badon dane nyazanje lave chuchin jibbe sonam chi. Dola penje sanje anrum vare sho. Oh, yeah. So, some question there or no?
Yes, Geshe, there are a couple of questions from last week.
Mm.
The first one is, how are the seeds and tendencies that will ripen in this life being carried over from prior lives so they can manifest in this life and produce fruit?
So every action, the minute we create it, in the very second moment, it turns into tendency. So generally speaking, there's no difference between seed and tendency. And specifically, when you talk about seed and tendency, so they're slightly different. Generally speaking, seed, tendency, mean the same thing. No, there's nothing, not much difference. So then you really specifically focus. So there was a difference between seed of delusion and tendencies of tendency of delusions. Oh, that's two different things. Well, tendency of delusion is harder to eliminate than tendency as a seed of delusions. When you become Arya being Arhat, when you become Arhat, you cease the delusion with the seed, not the tendency, you know, so that still become challenge. So generally speaking, this is the same thing. So now every action that created second moment is turned into tendencies. So when you look at the 12 link, first one is ignorance. That is the root of samsara. It's also part of the delusions. Between the 12 links, number 1, number 8, number 9, these three are delusions out of 12 links. Number 2nd and number 10, karma, out of 12 links. Number 2nd, number 10, the karma. And the rest is just, you know, like a dukkha. Rest is just dukkha. So the first, as I said, without delusions, karma means nothing. Without delusion, karma means nothing. So because the first link is delusions, so then any action that comes out of that, then that, you know, produce result. So that karma, third one, is consciousness. Where that karma, second moment, turns into tendencies, where that tendency goes on, it goes on the consciousness, generally speaking, not being, very specific. If you want to become very specific, so then within the consciousness, there are many consciousness, the six mental consciousness. So then after there are gross, subtle, very subtle, and the very subtle. So then according to the Pasankika, Madhyamika, Pasankika systems, mere self, that goes on. Nothing else, that goes on. So then all the tendency is on that. So that continues. So then whenever that tendency corresponds with the proper cause, the proper conditions, it will ripen. Same like seed. Seed can be preserved in the box. Does it call seed? Yeah, it is called seed. Will it ever produce straw? No, if you long as you keep that in the box, it will never produce straw. If you plant it in the ground, will that produce? Maybe. If there's all the proper conditions been met, it will produce something. So then when you burn, what happened? Finish. For the reproduction of the seed is gone forever. It's gone now. It could be coming from like hundreds or thousands of years. It's been continuing. That the last moment you burn, reproduction of that seed is finished. It's over now. Same. When the karma purifies the same, the burn, you know, then reproduction of that karma is completely gone. But you know, there are many different ways to burn. You know, some you experience that you burn, it burns, the karma burns because you experience. Some of them you intentionally purify them, heavily rely on four power, practice of, you know, 35 Buddha prostrations, you know, so then watch the sort of meditations, then you purify them, burn something. Karma can be like, you know, huge as a hair, whole hair. So the purification practice can be like small spark. Put it there. Size-wise, spark is much, much smaller than the hair. But the spark has the ability to burn this whole hair. Like that, or like darkness in the room, it's been there 100 years. One moment of flash light displayed that darkness has been there hundreds of years. Then there has been no light at all. All of a sudden you shine light, that darkness has been there long period of now, it's gone. And that. So that's how the tendency continues, because the base, the very base, the tendency is on, it continues. That's why. Is there other questions?
I think so, Geshe-la. Yeah. How does it continue? How are the seeds and tendencies that will ripen in this life being carried over from private lives, prior lives, so they can manifest in this life and produce fruit?
Not every single tendency that ripens is coming from here. Some of them you already create in this life. You know, so doesn't have to be all, doesn't have to be come from previous life. Tongjun yongjun means you create the karma in this life, you experience the result in this life. That's called Tongjun yongjun. In Tibet it's called Tongjun yongjun means you see the result in very this life. The cause when you create in the very this life, you experience the result. So then you experience the result after death or next rebirth. Then from not just right after this life, many more life in the future. You know, there's a karma. Not every karma will ripen this life. Some of them will, some probably won't. Some ripen in next life, some will not. And some will ripen after multiple lifetimes. There's many different kinds of karma. Okay, so that's also based on if the karma is like complete. So you know, like equally heavy, equally lazy, equally close, familiar, equally close, equally familiar. So then you wonder which one is going to happen first. Equally heavy, you are equally close to them, equally close to both of them, equally familiar with both of them. So now wonder which one is going to arrive first, which one you create first. First, heavy one is going to arrive first. So that's the sequence, you know. Heavy is going to arrive first. After that, heavy, weight-wise is equal. Which one? Which ones you are more familiar? Now that's going to happen fast. Which one you are close to? That one's going to happen fast. Or equally close. Now which ones you are more familiar? Or equally familiar? Now which one creates fast? That's how the, according to Vasubandhu, according to Abhidhamma Kosha, or according to Vinayaka Sutra, so that's what Buddha said. That's how the karma is going to happen. Okay?
Okay, so another question. I have heard that karma created in this life, I think this got answered. Karma created in this life can ripen in this life, the immediate next life, or some distant future life. How can we create the causes for a positive karma to ripen in this very life?
Same thing. same goes for positive karma. For some positive karma will ripen this life, some positive karma will ripen. Same thing. Nothing more to say, same thing. Okay. I think same thing.
We have a lot of questions this morning, Geshe-la. So the next one is, in an effort to try not to harm sentient beings, I became a vegetarian. This may sound stupid, but the other day when making pretzels, I thought about the yeast I was using to rise the dough.
No, that's not stupid at all. No, that's not stupid at all. So don't call this stupid, no. It's not stupid. So
Yeah, the question is, are they sentient beings, and do these simple organisms burn through their own karma and take rebirth?
I've been thinking, because this question has been asked a lot since I came here 21 years ago. I've been thinking, we cannot survive. Someone is paying the price for our survival. There are no questions. Not just the only thing that we eat. How's about the clothes we wear? House that we live in? The road we drive? The car we drive? It's impossible for your happiness is contributed. Your own pleasure or happiness causes somebody's life. There's no questions. Therefore, every single day, praying for all mother sentient beings makes 100% sense. You know, whatever amount of practice you do, in the very end, you dedicate the merit. It's like, you could call like, side of life, it's been like this. Yeah, it has been like that. It's been like that from scientific point of view. It's been like that. Somebody has to produce something. Somebody's creating the extra karma. The very cloth that you're wearing. Somebody's probably making profits. It's impossible to survive without causing it's impossible. But being vegetarian is like the wonderful things, you know, so that's like needs to highly praise, you know, so needs to be wonderful things to do. So there's no questions. Even there are debates when it comes down on consuming meat. Even in the Vinayaka Sutra, there's also like debate about what kind of meat that ordinary people can consume, what kind of meat. So there's a lot of debate. But regardless what the debate is, it's not about who's winning, who's not. Like, this is about being vegetarian, even though there are some discussions about what kind of meat that you can consume, the discussion has been in the Vinayaka Sutra. It's not like somebody just made it up, because Buddha's lifetime, Sangha members, they go out to receive their food from the lay people. So you can't demand what you want, so you can just whatever they offer, you just eat. Whatever you can, just demand. So then things get a little bit complicated. Oh, so regardless of discussions, so I myself always respect if someone's being vegetarian. So it's a good thing. Don't call it stupid. It's a good thing. So, then practically, it's impossible to survive without causing somebody creating negative karma, causing their life. It's impossible. And then?
Okay, next question.
If any of you kind of want to contribute, then please jump in.
Okay, this question is, I believe that Geshe-la stated that when we do the analysis of the self, we find that the self does not exist in the way that we perceive it. In other words, we can't identify where the self is. Is that the end of the analysis, or is there a description of the ultimate self as opposed to the conventional self that the analysis produces?
That needs 1 month time. I already mentioned before, if you are very interested, if you are very into meditation on Shunyata, so first thing that you need to understand how the meditation on Shunyata has been done by Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Atisha, Nagarjuna, Chandrakriti, all of that. It's called like four critical points. So that question has been raised, I think last time there somebody said, what's the purpose of analyzing self? You remember then? If somebody tells you, okay, go to the room, there's no elephant. There's a risk that you may go to the room where there's elephant because you have no clue what's elephant. You never heard the word, and you have no clue what's elephant. So, you know, Tibet, there's no mosquito because it's so high, there's no mosquito. And if someone from Tibet came to Dharamsala, so some of their relatives warned him, when you go to bed, close the door or window, otherwise mosquito will bite you. He thought that somebody was going to show up. So all night he's just standing up. He thought that somebody was going to show up, like he's ready to defend himself. Meanwhile, he was bitten by mosquito, and there's nobody show up because he has no idea what the mosquito is. Same. Oh, hello. That, for example, like, yeah, so in order to room this absence of elephant, first you have to understand what's elephant. You have to have some clue about elephant. Otherwise, you're never going to find absence of, you know, the room that's absence of elephant. La Master Shanti, they were said in regard to the way of life. Without knowing what needs to be negated, how are you going to negate? You have no idea how to negate. Because you have no idea what to negate. So that's exactly what Master Shanti Deva said. Therefore, among those four critical points, four points of analysis, that's how the meditation on Shunyata has been done. First one is identifying the object to be refuted. Negate. So therefore, analyzing the notion of self is critical. Without that, you cannot find object to be negate. There's nothing negate. No? So therefore, it's very important to analyze. It's not like that you deliberately generate this sense of self. No, the sense of self is there right from the beginning of time. Till now, you don't have to develop. It's there. You are not going to develop something is not there. You need to analyze something already there right from the beginning of time till now. That's what you analyze. You don't like, you know. The object of self-grasping mind, that's what needs to be analyzed. Object of self-grasping mind. Self-grasping, you know this English word. Da-jin means, da is self, da-jin is grab, da-jin, I, you know, so that is analyzed. Not just analyzing, because we don't just see, we believe. We believe, we don't just see, we believe Shen, believe. You know, like say, as I said, renowned analogy that has been used in Panchaparamita Sutra to help us to understand Nagarjuna's view of Shunyata, you know, like a snake on the rope. That's how you say it? Snake on the rope?
Yeah, the snake or the rope, yeah.
There is no snake. There is no snake. But you see a snake on the rope. Contributed by so many component, not much light. The rope is sitting like a coil like snake, not much light. What do you see? Snake. there's possibility you can convince yourself there's a mistake. Or you can you convince that is snake. Then there's believing, not just seeing, believing. That's called shame. Now you just see, you just see. Shame is now you believe. So there's more problem occur because you believe. In the beginning you just see, but you are not sure. This could go either way. Or you could say, oh, it could be a mistake, you know. We have never snake there, so how come all of a sudden snake? No. Analysis. You know? But the snake that appears on that piece of rock and believing that snake is completely imputed by your mind. 100% imputed by your mind. There's nothing from the rope side. There's shape, color, that snake doesn't exist. It's just a piece of rope. But that belief is that what you saw is very vivid. And you believe in that. And there's no snake. Are we doing the same thing with the notion of self? Are we doing the same thing? So Gajan, in the first critical analysis point, first one is identifying the object to be negated. There's no other than that the mind that grasps it, grasps so tight on self, that very self needs to be identified. Easy to say, no, but it's not easy to do, easy to say. So now that self, is that self that I feel very strongly all the time, is that self is the self, the notion of the self, the self. So now it leads to the second critical point. Anybody remember what's called?
The full set of possibilities.
Four? No, four. There's no four. Chava, possibility.
You know, that the truly existent self, the object to be negated, is either one with the aggregates or separate from the aggregates.
What's the term? That's called, in Tibet it's called Chabangivini. That's a special term. Yeah, that's exactly what it means, but that's a special term.
I don't know. I just know determining the set of possibilities. Sorry.
Chabangivini. So now basically what it means like anything that exists has to be one or more than one. There's no such possibilities. Neither one nor more than one. It doesn't exist. It has to be one or more than one. Neither is impossible. It doesn't exist. It has to be one or more than one. So now self. Yeah, it exists. Do self exist? Yes, of course self exists. If you say self doesn't exist, then nihilism. That's nihilism. That means object of your negation has become too vast. Too vast? Too vast because you are negating self. Oh, too vast, no. So then, risk that you fall into nihilism. Oh, now, talking about nihilism, time is already... Our teaching time falls into nihilism now. So next Sunday.
Keshla, we've had a request that next Sunday you teach on the four reasonings that you mentioned earlier, the four reasonings.
I don't remember in English how to say it, four reasonings.
The four logics?
I don't know how to say it in English. So I'm more than happy to teach in Tibetan. So next Sunday, the fourfold logic. So somebody, probably some of the nuns, need to help me to find in English, the English translation, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, everybody who asked the questions. Thank you very much. So in the class here, so... and anybody who's watching on YouTube, thank you very much. And you all have wonderful Sunday. So then please, pray for, as I said, you may not be aware that you are sitting in your room very comfortably. Someone out there, somebody struggling. So pray for them, okay? Oh yeah, thank you.
Let's start with dedication verses from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life bearers. First, we'll start with the one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful, Chenrezi, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And one for Sarah J. Kinsen Rinpoche, Jitsunlo Sandalak. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Avatara. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. Now along my prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You hold the subduer's moral way, who serves as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And of course, seven green tar mantras for Geshe Gelik and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy lives. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. Om tare tu tare tu soha. Om tare tu tare tu re 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 soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you.